Blog Talk Radio.
Chubop, chubop, my baby. Chubop, chubop.
Hello, stranger.
Everybody doing this evening. I hope everybody's doing well because I certainly am. Had some beautiful weather here yesterday and the day before, so I got out in that, had a good time. Today it was a little chilly here, but still was a good day because you know why? I was in it. Okay, tonight's topic may stir up a little bit of controversy depending on who's listening to the show tonight, but I just was watching different programs excuse me, on television concerning men on the down low and the lifestyle that they're leading. I've even read books on it, and I just want to, you know, address some of the things that I found out or things that I knew, and, you know, hopefully someone will walk away with something after we have this discussion tonight, me and my two co-hosts and my special guest co-host, Miss Kane. With that being said, I'm going to bring in all my co-hosts. Wait a minute here. Sorry about that. Okay, start off. Hello, Nirvana is first on the line. Danny, I'm sorry. Then Miss Kane and, of course, Rhea. How you girls doing?
I'm doing good.
I'm doing well, thank you.
That is so good. So are you girls ready for tonight?
Oh, yeah.
I'm definitely ready for tonight.
Well, you know, Danny's always ready for y'all show. You know, I'm always ready for y'all ladies. I love my ladies.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
all right. I'm talking about for the...
you, too.
Yes, we do.
This topic is kind of... Okay. Well, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well,
this thing needs to be spoken on.
Right, because I've just, you know, watched so many programs where... You know, women are, now it's a thing where women are accepting men that are on the down low.
Mm-hmm.
And that's disturbing to me because I just couldn't imagine my husband or my significant other coming to me one day and telling me, or me even catching him in the act of being with another man. And, it just behooves me how a woman can even accept a man in those conditions. You know, I know the women outnumber the men, that's what they say, but that still does not a reason for you to accept a man who, according to some of the things I found out on the internet, for instance, they say a download brother is the lowest form of life there is. He has sex with men and women and usually doesn't tell either about his bisexuality. Says real gays despise download brothers with good cause. A download brother will have sex with them, then pass them on the street when he's with his woman and pretend he doesn't see him. And then women despise download brothers because he's not only two-timing them, but you never know what he's going to bring back to the bedroom. So that's just, the gist of the download men. They're the worst. So we're also going to discuss some signs. I found some very interesting signs on, how people can tell when your mate is on the down low. And also, I found this site. I think it's called the some kind of root. But they had this project called the Bideology Project, and it's about an evolution of consciousness while the media has sensationalized male bisexuality and has neglected to shed light on both positive and negative encounters straight women have experienced with dating bisexual men. Now, I can see the negative, but I can't see positive in that. Can any of you see any positive things being in a relationship with a man who sleeps with another man, and especially you're knowing this? Now, this is what this little project was about. These women knew that these men were on the down low.
Well, my only thing about it, and this is Danny speaking, the only thing that I know, I have a friend, and she does it, and it's because of the nature of her husband and who he is. And who they are, they are both in high society. So because of it, they didn't want a divorce. They didn't want it to come out. And so they agreed to be in that open relationship and to keep it a secret. So don't nobody know. So, really, the only people that really know is her and her husband, of course, and the guy that he's sleeping with. And, no, she doesn't. You know, she goes out on dates, and she goes out, but she's not, like, a lesbian or anything like that, but she decides to still stay in. They made a pact, and they made a commitment to do it, and the only reason, and I asked all the time, why she decided to stay, but she decided because she didn't want it to get out, and she didn't want to publicly let it get out, and because of who he is, they agree, and she's happy, I guess, with their agreement, and so I guess until she gets tired or until she gets aggravated or until somebody messes up, I guess I guess she's going to still do what she do. So, I mean, y'all know me. I don't judge anybody. I'm so open to anything, but I'm not going to judge her. But I always ask her, like, wow. But it's not like it's not like she can't do it. It's so weird, but it's not like she can't do anything. Like, she can go out on a date and she can go other places. She can do what she wants to. She choose not to. She choose not to, and she choose to stay because of the fact that for who he is, and they don't want it to get out in the public, and it'll be a big thing. So she decided that she's gonna ride or die with her husband. So, far sex wise, all I know far sex wise, and this is what she tells me. I can't tell you behind closed doors, but what she tells me is the fact that they don't have sex. Like, it's not like a monogamy thing, and they all threesomes or something. It's not one of those. She don't even have sex with her husband. So once she had found that out, she do not have sex with her husband. Now, that's what she tells me. I believe her. I don't think she'll lie to me. But, again, she does not have sex with her husband. So, again, she goes out and do her thing, and she gets sleep other places. But as far as her husband goes, they are not they're not sleeping together. Yes, they're all in the same household. It's weird. They're all in the same household. But you would never know because of the guy that is his assistant. So you would never know. Like, you mean, like, just anybody in the normal would never look at them, like, you know, when you always see him with him, and you would never think that. You would just think, oh, no, that's, you know, that's his assistant, and that's what he's supposed to do. And it's nothing, and it's weird because, you know, we always laugh and we joke about things, and, you know, just normally we just joke about things, and we say, you know, we can always tell signs, and there are certain signs, and there are certain signs that you could just know, you could see a guy and be like, yeah, he's just so sweeter than sweet. There's, you know, we do that as human people, we do that, and there are signs that we, you know, can tell. But with them too, they so thug, it's just so, it's just, they so normal, it's weird, because it's like, wow, like, even when she broke down and told me, because like I said, she'd been holding this for so long, and she had to tell someone, and I didn't know why the hell she decided to tell me, but because of the fact that she was just like, you know, because of who you are, and you're just so open, I know you wouldn't judge me, and I just had to, it just felt like it was a burden on me, and I had to let it go. So, and the only good thing about it, they don't have kids together. He has kids, but they're his kids, like older kids, but them two as a couple do not have kids, and she doesn't have any kids at all, and she doesn't want any, and whatever the reason is, whatever. But yeah, so I do understand part of it of why people do it, because of who they are, because of how places. I understand that part. I don't agree with it, but I understand it, but I don't agree with it.
Okay, so she's staying with him because of his status, and they don't want it to get out. So what? How many people do know this? Just the three of them living in the house and you? Or, you know, what does she mean by?
I know. And then, like, I know he has a lawyer. She has a lawyer. They know. So they both got lawyers. Their lawyers know. Not as far as anybody else, this is all I know. Now, that's all I know. She didn't break down and tell me her mama knows. I don't think all, apparently they could know, because I know her people, and they're crazy. So I know they don't know. So, far as my understanding, it's just like a little pet that do know.
Wow, well, that seems kind of extreme, because if she just left, you know, and they have it so much on the hush-hush now, I can't see the difference it would make if she left or they divorced or whatever. You know, it just would be maybe they divorced and they can give up any excuse or any reason why they divorced. You know, but that sounds a little extreme. You know, even though, like you had mentioned, that's, if that's their thing and if that's how she wants to, you know, stay in that relationship or be there for him because of his status, then, you know, I guess that's a reason, one of the reasons, I guess, you know, why women stay in these relationships. But, you know, like I had mentioned, I just could not, you know, if I found out that my husband or significant other was like that, I really don't think that I could stay in a relationship, simply because I could not trust him anymore. Even if he said he only did it one time or it's not going to happen again, you know, I that trust would be gone, and he would be gone too, because the next thing you know, I'm taking him back and thinking everything's hunky-dory, and he brings something home, like I had just mentioned, you know, because you can love these men and think you can change them and think they're going to come around and they're not going to do this anymore, but if you get yourself out of it from the jump, then you don't have to worry about things like that happen, not unless it's already happened. You see what I'm saying? If you didn't know he was on a down low, he came home and he gave you STD or gave you AIDS, you know, something like that. But the minute you find out, when those red flags go up, listen to them, you know, because there are signs. There are signs. And women need to take heed when they, you know, see those signs. Some women even may not know how to identify the signs, or may not want to accept the signs when they see them. So then they're stuck in that, they stay in that relationship because of that, because in the back of their mind they're saying, oh, well, I can change him. I know I can change him. He's not going to do this, and he loves me, this and that. Sure, he may love you to death, and I mean that literally. You know. So, Rhea, what do you have to say about it?
Couldn't be me.
Well, for several reasons. For one, because that means he lied to me, because he was asked that when we got together. And he lied and told me, you know, that's a direct question I asked. I've asked a couple of guys that, and they looked at me like I'm crazy. And they're like, ask a question. And they said, you really want to answer to them? Yeah. You know, anyway. Once trust is compromised with me, let's put it like this. I'm old enough in my life
to know me. And once that trust is compromised, there is no mending, repairing, or coming back from it. Because that little nag is always back there, no matter how hard you try, no matter how hard you fight. So having been through that and knowing who I am, I would never put myself in that situation again. So when you're dealing with the lion and this, that, and the other, Godspeed, best of the world to you, but you can do that over there because I'm not the one. Down low is despicable to me in several ways. I've already voiced my views on cheating, and in a lot of ways it's the same thing, you know, as that. You're taking away that person's choice. You're taking away that person's right to sleep with the person they're choosing to sleep with because they're sleeping with everybody you're sleeping with because of what you're doing. Now, if you were a certain way and they knowingly still chose to deal with you, then you haven't robbed them of their choice. You haven't taken something from them because they made the active choice to, you know, continue. But when you do things like that, you're robbing that person of their right to choose. And you know what? You don't have a right to do that. I don't care who you are. And that alone is disrespectful and warrants me to give you a side eye and things such as that. I just, if you can't be upfront with what you're doing, then hell, maybe you shouldn't be doing it. Now, I have talked to one, and talked in detail to him, with him, and I was disgusted. I was thoroughly disgusted through the course of our conversation. And he looked me point blank and he said, we can't be friends anymore, can we? And I just looked at him. I said, we've been friendly. I never considered us friends. And right. He said, oh, look at you drawing that line right there. And I just looked at him point blank and I told him, the fact that you can do some of the things you did and the way you're sitting here talking to me and telling me about them, in that way you knew you were doing wrong. Because certain things you do, you're not just doing to that person. You're doing to whatever that entity produced. So when you're dealing with a family, you know, the sons of that man, there's the swords of that man. And people say they don't. Yes, they do. Okay? The whole thing. I sit back and I look at the one of the things that bothered me about the football player that got killed, supposedly by a girlfriend, and she killed herself.
Yeah,
the case was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. McNeil, Neil, whatever his name was, it was something Neil.
Right.
What bothered me so greatly about him, more so than the fact that he was killed by her,
mm-hmm.
was the fact that he had a junior and a senior in high school. He had two sons in high school. A junior, one was a junior, one was a senior. The ridicule, kids are cruel. Much cruel, at least some adults taper their tongue. But kids are cruel. The shit that these boys had to deal with following the revelations of their father, the national revelations of their father, you cannot tell me they didn't bear a cross. And those are the things that bothered me about my conversation with him. I'm friendly with a bisexual now that is very open about his, to the point where sometimes, I mean, I have to laugh at it because he'll call you out and tell you, you better quit talking to me like that. So-and-so, you better watch your man, you know. And sometimes he won't say the name. Sometimes he said the name.
Mm-hmm.
And he just, you know, it's like he's open with his. It's that hiddenness, that darkness that surrounds it is what just disturbs my soul.
Wow. Okay, Miss Kane.
You already know how I feel about it. I done a show about it myself. Yes, I have.
Well, you on my show now, so you're going to tell us.
It wasn't like I was going to try to skip out on it, but, you know.
Okay, darling.
Yeah, I don't want no nigga who's been duking another nigga up the booty. I can't.
I'm not having shit, Dookie. I'm not a sick day, Dookie. You just sit in the quarterback. I'm sorry. I should have known this was coming from you.
Yeah.
We knew what we was gonna get.
Y'all know I always got something to say off the wall. I can't do that. No. And I think women, something is really wrong with you if you are sitting up him being with a guy and you know he's letting another dude suck on his penis, or he's sucking on that dude's penis and he's sticking his penis in that other dude's butt. See, this is why I watch gay porn. And I see some of these men, and I'm gonna tell y'all why. I watch the dudes getting it in with each other. And I do this because you cannot imagine how many of these men on here who is fine as hell. And they look like regular blowjoes on the street. Look like somebody that just come out the blue and be like, yo, what's up, baby? How you doing? Or whatever. And you even have some of these men, they look like they're corporate. Because they got different categories of the gay pornos. They got the hardcore thugs. They got this other type of crap. Right. And it's crazy. It is so crazy to me. And that's the main reason why I look at it. Because, honey, I need to know next time I'm looking at a dude's side, I need to know if you a sucker dick on the side. I'm sorry.
Well, you know that it has to be taken into consideration because you never know. And we're going to go through some of the signs in a second, but I wanted to read this that I found also on the internet. It says this young lady was working as a security guard at the YMCA. She noticed many of the gay men with sphincter control problems. And the sphincter is it's a muscle ring that closes a bodily opening. That's, you know, when you boo-boo. And it's something that opens and closes and let your feces out. Now, when it gets used up too much, let me finish reading and let you know what happens. Okay, they get on the elevator and start jumping like they had to go real bad, and all too often they went right where they stood, cramping in the pants. They running down the hall. When the elevator door opens, a trail of steaming turds dropping onto the floor behind them. This is apparently due to years of anal sex that totally trashed their sphincter muscle. So I've seen the porn tapes, even with women, but we're dealing with the man tonight, that their anus hole is so big until, I'm just saying, they can't hold anything in it, because if they're not near a bathroom when they're getting ready to have a bowel movement, it is going to just come out because that muscle is gone. And that's embarrassing. Can you imagine you and your husband, and you don't know he's doing all this, but y'all out to dinner, and you waiting to be seated by the maitre d', and he says, I got to go to the bathroom, and he goes to the bathroom, and somebody's in there, and he come back and said, we got to go, darling, because I done messed on myself. But you don't know. You don't know why that happened. You know, but take heed. If you ever be with a man and he boo-boo on himself, take a note of that. And it says the trick is to pay close attention to your man's eyes while you're telling him this antidote, when you're telling him that little story about when you're expressing to him about the guy got on the elevator and what's going on there. If he looks kind of crazy or whatever, you better be careful. And we all have this inner voice, you know, and when that voice tells you something, listen. You know, because a lot of these women, they be getting those little, girl, you know your man on the down low. But they don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear it. They just want to be with this man because he's so cute. He be in the mirror more than you, combing his hair more than you, going to the thing, getting his nails done, getting his feet done, pants getting tighter, you know, different things like that. These are some of the signs that, you know, women need to pick up on. And it says when a man talks so badly about homosexuality, seriously, that is a sign that they are battling issues of their own homosexuality. They're trying to throw people off. Of course, many men calling the house, he says, they are just friends. Look for the voice and hand, just, you know, how to be moving their hands, you know, kind of little, yeah, girl, you know how us girls be doing it, but they be doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you can tell from them, even if your own boyfriend is very closet. Birds of a feather flock together. There are other signs, but these are a few I've noticed. And a magazine stated another sign of homosexual men is that they will not perform oral sex on their girlfriends. Also, they will call her a nympho if she wants sex more than once a month. These men are not truly interested in women, but they do try to deceive and act like they are. Now, I don't know about that can go with straight men as well. Because some men don't want to perform oral sex. But that's a sign that you, and then if he calls you a nympho and he only gives you sex once a month, something is wrong with that picture, though. And, you know, like I had just also mentioned, trust your instincts. Because he can't, you know, he may try to explain things away, but if you really feeling it's not flying straight, you better listen to your feelings. Because more than not, you will be right. So, you know, listen to whatever that little thing comes in when you get with a guy and you notice something about him that's not right. 9 times out of 10, it ain't right. And I'm going to read off a little bit of the 47 signs, but a lot of people had different things to say about these. I'm only going to read a few of them off. Before I do that, though, I'm going to read these. Because these came from a young lady. Some signs have also been provided by LaJoyce Brookshire, who penned a book after her devastating discovery. She was married for 15 years, and only after her husband died, she learned that he was not only having gay affairs, he also had AIDS. Not knowing this, she had unprotected sex with him. Some have said that her story teaches why it's important to love with open eyes along with an open heart. She shared the following, urging women to heed. The man goes away for long periods of time with the same man or men. Men who habitually go away with other men may be doing more than just fishing. Her husband would go away for overnight weekend trips with two different men on a regular basis. She didn't think anything of it at the time, but eventually realized that most men in heterosexual relationships rarely have the need to take overnight trips with other men unless it's due to business. And that's the truth, because in my very first book, I wrote about this young man named John, and he was going to spend time with a man in West Virginia. He had gotten married, and he told his wife that, you know, he really wasn't in love with her because he had some traumas, you know, things that happened to him. But he was going to West Virginia. She never found out what he was going to West Virginia for. But he was going down there having relations with this man. So if you're a man, all of a sudden he got these two good friends, and they're always hanging around him, always calling him, and they're sitting down talking man talk, so to speak, or going out of town, you know, so that should raise a red flag. It really should. Even, you know, like the character in my book, he got away with it because it was a character in my book, but, you know, if you stay on your P's and Q's, you may even can catch this guy, or, you know, some kind of way it could be brought to your attention that, hey, he's going down and he's with this man. You know, so keep your peepers open. And also, if he's extremely homophobic, men who openly show hatred towards gay men usually have something to hide. It's a sure indication that their own sexuality is under question. It could also be due to fear of being outed. She felt that She felt this was the man's reason that her husband would never allow any of her gay male friends to visit their home. They would have identified him as one of them, and his secret would have been blown. I think that's true, because gay people have a tendency to know when another person is gay.
Mm-hmm.
They really do. Their little gaydar go, "Ooh, girl, he's so gay." You know, so sometimes we women can tell too, you know, but another gay person can really tell when another person is gay, and especially if they know that person. But it's just traits and little things that they could pick up. And he's the perfect Prince Charming. A perfect man may overcompensate to conceal a deadly secret. She discerned that many down-low men, including her husband, quickly swept women off her feet. They romanced her a lot and married quickly in order to hide their true identity. Of course, it is not being suggested that any one thing in the affirmation mentions your man should be labeled, but it many of the above ring true for your man. I'm sure some of you are now bent on finding out if your straight man is indeed straight. And we all know that a straight man does not have sex with a gay man. They don't. So anybody who, you know, certain author, I really don't want to call his name, but he was saying that he picked men up in, straight men up in bars. He would go to the straight bars and pick up men from church and, you know, different things like that. But I don't think that a straight man would engage in such activities. As a matter of fact, a straight man don't. You know, that's just a man that's on a DL. Okay, these are a few of the signs that you need to look out for. Does he wear more colorful clothing than you, or have a fascination with pink or rainbows, or who your brother's dating at your brother himself? Now,
I don't know about that one.
Mm-hmm. Because some men do wear pink. You know, I know pink.
Well,
is in
maybe
for
the
some
pink,
men.
But I like a man that wears colors.
You say you don't?
I like a man that wears colors.
Well, I think
dark-skinned men. Like, I would love to see dark men.
Like,
right. These are not, you know, like I said, I read some of the remarks that people made after this. But, you know, I just picked out a few of them that I'm going to go over. And are his pants always seem to get tighter and tighter? Lil Wayne's pants was really tight. That's all I'm going to say. Now, he ain't the only one. He ain't the only one, so... You know, I'm just saying. And men, it used to be sexy at one point to see a man in a nice pair of tight jeans. But what's up with the men wearing the leggings now?
When was that sexy? For the record, Lil Wayne
that
is
was
this.
A while ago, child.
He been over there with them white folks too long, honey. Them rockers. that's where he gets his style from.
Wow. But it did used to be sexy once upon a time when, I think this was back in the, I want to say,
but they
I don't know, but it was a while ago.
That was one of the things that attracted people to Starsky and Hutch when that was on TV.
Mm-hmm.
They used to watch that primary for that reason, and I used to, okay, and when they used to walk like cowboy pictures and stuff like that, it was men in tight jeans. But
oh,
they
okay.
were regular jeans. They just fit them snugly.
Right.
has nothing to do with it. Off the top.
Right.
There's a picture on Facebook right now where Marvin Gaye is playing Reverend Jesse Jackson Sr. in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell that picture is from the 70s by the way they're dressed. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And watching, looking at that picture, I say, I see why they look those shorts.
Mm-hmm.
If Marvin Gaye is about to fall out of his shorts, my name ain't Rhea Lester. And I sat there and I looked at that. I said, oh, wow. I never noticed that before. And I laughed to myself. But, yeah.
Right. Okay, Dennis said, now listen to this. It said, does he listen to the divas such as Patti LaBelle, Celine Dion, Aretha Franklin, or watch America's Next Top Model more than you? Now, I don't know about Aretha Franklin and Celine Dion, but I know Patti LaBelle had, when she was with the LaBelles, she had a large following of gay males, a large following. Because whenever she came to town, that's all you would see. Well, not all you would see, but you would see a lot of them. And they, go on, Miss Patti, sing it, girl. No, but I don't know, like I said, about Aretha Franklin or Celine Dion. And does he watch Next Top Model more than you? You know, I don't know about that neither. And
I don't
does he watch?
My brother be looking at that.
Mm-hmm.
He upset with them girls.
Uh-huh. Does he watch soap operas, knowing all the characters and what's happening in the storyline? Now, I know...
Some dudes do that.
Yeah,
some dudes
I know.
Watch soap operas.
Right, I know this one guy, he knows... What's that story that... the one where Miss... What's her name? Chancellor, what story is that she's on? Miss Chancellor.
Young and Restless.
He knows everything. And see, I stopped watching soaps years ago because they got so ridiculous I couldn't even watch them anymore. But that's what they said.
Me too, Mom, dude.
Huh?
I said, me too. I'm about to pull my hair out. I couldn't take it.
They're just ridiculous. Okay, here's another one. Does he pluck his eyebrows to shape them?
Mm-mm.
Now, I've seen guys on television, and their eyebrows are just too perfect not to be plucked or shaved. But that's not to say that they're homosexual or whatever, but I have seen that. And I know a lot of the model guys get their eyebrows a little tweaked up a little bit. Okay, does he get nervous or offended when someone comments about a gay or down low person? Mm-hmm. Okay, does he have a best friend that is gay or people suspect of being on the down low? Because, you know, I don't really, I know that, I really don't know of any guys that have, gay friends. At least I don't know of any, not to say that they don't. Some people that, but the people, some of the guys that I know, they don't. But I've seen them, you know, talking about them, you know, or whatever. But and does he wear thong underwear? Some men do wear them.
I wish
maybe.
A man would walk my bed. I wish a man would walk in my bed, walk in front of me. He said, I grab. I wish he would. Now, that's just, come on. Now, that's just foolish. Now, that's foolery.com right there. That is foolery.com right there.
Say maybe they like the feeling, or maybe they secretly down
with
it.
Mm-hmm.
And says, that's. Everyone else think he's gay or down low. Now, why is everybody thinking my boyfriend's gay? Am I missing something?
I'm going to tell you, that's what I felt. That statement you just made right there is exactly what I felt about Terry Miller and Star Jones.
Yes, yes,
when
they knew.
Both of them, Terry McMillan, I'm sorry. She can say whatever the hell she wants to.
She knew.
He had it written all over. I mean, it's like, oh, really?
Yes, because when I saw him in...
Now,
when I saw him in Stella Got Your Groove Back.
Girl,
mm-hmm.
He was so... I'm like, okay, she do know he a gay man, don't he? And my sister started laughing. She said, really, you talking about people? I'm not talking about nobody. But I'm like... And then when she came out and said that she didn't know, I'm like... What the hell was she seeing that I wasn't seeing?
Mm-hmm.
Because it was there. Now, Star Jones was a little bit, it's like at such a time. You know, and so when all that started coming out, I'm like, okay, but
you sense, what they say, if it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck.
It is a duck.
You know, and I saw that, and I'm like, okay. But I really kind of, I had to laugh at Terry McMillan. I really did,
because
I'm like,
knew it because
you need to quit lying. You need to quit lying.
Right, she stayed in that relationship because she thought things was going to work out. But the man, all he wanted to do was get out of Jamaica because they kill you down there for being gay. So when he got here, he said, all right now. And she knew just like Star. And Star Jones used to be a prosecuting, was she a prosecuting attorney or something?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
She knew. She knew that man was gay. You know, but they just, I guess, you know, for the status or whatever, I don't know. But I can't, I couldn't do it. And whatever happened when I left that relationship would be totally on him, because I would just leave and, you know, just wipe it all out of my mind, put it in the trash can of my mind,
what?
And
you
whatever.
You know who husband I think is like that, but they never said it. I think, what is her name, Monique, the comedian? I think her husband is like that.
You think he's gay?
I thought that too.
Or is it just me? It
could
be just
no. I thought that too. I actually saw a picture. I was cleaning out some of my old emails, and I saw the picture from when she did the interview with Essence. And as soon as I opened up that picture, I stopped and I looked at it again, and I said to myself, "He's gay." Never seen this man in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And they never said a word to me, but it's like all your senses just—it reels in certain things. I mean, don't get me wrong. Yes, there's a whole lot that's out here fooling you. I know of a couple right now, guys. I'm like, what the hell? You could not pay me all the money in China for me to have thought that they was anywhere near gay. You know what I'm saying? And they both are. And I'm like, it's like, oh, all that waste to myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, because they, but I just looked at some of them like, okay, and it's some, I think it's something about his eyes. But it's, I thought that same thing.
Yeah, it's crazy. Because I definitely thought
when
I see it.
Yeah, I never really looked at it like that, because I only seen him a few times, you know. But I guess I got to look at him again, huh?
Girl, go look and let us know next Wednesday what you think.
Wow. Okay, another, okay, does he trim his penis hair?
Ooh. Well, I mean, it's a lot of guys that do that, because Muslims do that, like Muslims. They shave. I don't know about Trump, but they shave.
That's
they shave their crops because they don't do hair. So I don't know about that. Like, now shaving other legs may be a little bit too much today.
Right.
I know exactly. Now that may be a little bit too off for me, but.
Well, that was the next thing. It said, does he shave his legs often to have them smooth and silky? Yeah, because men aren't supposed to have hairy legs now. I can understand if they shave the hair off their chest, even though I love a man for hairy chest. But, you know, why are you taking the hair off your legs? That's supposed to be hairy.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be hairy.
Yeah, okay. Does he walk with sort of a switch, like his butt hurts, but still manly? Yeah, I've seen guys walking like that. Dennis says, does he use any lip gloss other than the CarMax?
Now we're going too far. Now that is crazy. He better not look over to me and ask me, can he hold my lip? What?
Mm-hmm.
Now, something lip gloss is that's too much. But you know, of course, you can have some of my lip palm. You can have some of my
lip gloss, darling.
Lip gloss? Hell no. Mm-hmm. I wish you would.
Then, does he choose the majority of your clothes when you shop together? Well, I can't. I think that's a little on the fence, because some men like to choose their woman's clothes because he's imagining her in those clothes. So I think that can go both ways. What do you ladies think?
It can go both ways for me anyway. I think that there's a lot of guys that
like to see their woman in certain things and don't mind picking it out, or you know what I mean. So I'm with you on that one. I'm on a little defense on that one. I think it's okay. I can go both ways.
Okay. And okay. So does he like to dress up sometimes or role play with you where he gets with you where he gets to be the woman?
Well, I have no comment. I would not talk about that. So I'm going to shut my mouth, and I'll let the other girls talk about that, because I have some things about that, but I'm just going to keep my mouth shut. We're not going to talk about that. But go ahead. I'll let the other girls talk about it.
Okay, what you ladies have to say about this? Your man,
no
y'all
way
gonna...
in hell.
No. Nah.
Right.
What?
You want to what? What the hell wrong with you? Probably saying myself, what the hell wrong with you? You know, like, no, oh, Lord, oh, no.
Okay, does he have a fantasy about getting spanked?
Hell, I don't have a fantasy about getting spanked.
Does that sound kind of, because men do the spanking, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. I know fetishes, but I mean, as far as just like regular men, I don't know too many guys that want to be spanked. Like,
no, they ain't say to be like, ooh, baby, spank me on my ass, boo. No.
Men basically like doing the spanking, and I've never heard of you know, men wanting to be spanked. Does he have male friends whose girlfriends you've actually met? Now, if he got a bunch of friends and all of them ain't got no girlfriend and all of them hanging out, something's up. Because somebody in that bunch, if my boyfriend going out with the guys for that night, he should be going out with guys that got somebody. And if all his five or six friends ain't got nobody, something's up. What do you girls think?
You say all of his friends, what?
No, okay, see, does he have male friends whose girlfriends you've actually met? So what they're saying is, do his male friends have any girl? Do his male friends, the guys he hang out with every weekend or every other day, do they have girlfriends too?
That depends. On what type of dude? At least one or two. It depends on how many friends he has.
Mm-hmm.
And because, like, I don't know, like my daughter's father and the dudes that I've talked to, it's like everybody's in this circle of the in crowd. But I would say, yeah, maybe at least one. It just depends.
Okay. We have a couple of callers on the line. I'm gonna bring them in. 402, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, 267, you'll come on next. Hey, black man, what is your comment or question, darling?
I guess my comment, more of a comment, because when you have your circle of friends, there may be a couple that will be single. But when they're single, that just means they're right there, they have an open opportunity to go after whatever female they see.
Right, but what this is about, men who are on the down low, and what they're trying to justify is, if you say, like, if you, okay, me and my boyfriend, and every other day the same guys are coming over, and I've never met that. Where'd y'all bring off ladies? Never met their girlfriends. They all say, well, I ain't with nobody, this, that, blah, 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 blah. But you and my man are going out every weekend, hanging out. You know, so something is going to spark in me to wonder what in the world is going on. How come they don't? Where's their girlfriends? You know, because generally that's how it is. If it's called a social setting, if my friend knows people that have girlfriends or whatever, they generally will bring their girlfriends around, and we'll have coffee or tea or something, and we'll all meet. But this, we've been together 5 years, and I ain't never met none of your boys' girlfriends. What's up?
I won't personally say that they're gay. I won't personally say anything about them
being gay or anything.
Right. Because sometimes, like, I know for me, I don't always want to meet your wife and your girl. Like, I don't be sociable all the time. Like, I mean, I understand sometimes you might want to see me, but you don't have to see me, but... I'm just saying, I'm not going to go with that one. I'm not going to...
Right, but these are friends that you've ran with for 5 years. As long as you and I have been together, me and my boo, we together, you had these same friends for 5 years, and y'all just doing y'all's thing, you know, so I'm just going to think something, what's going on here, especially when you're going out leaving me at home.
I just
my daughter follows. He didn't even allow his friends to come over to our place. So he wasn't playing that shit. He told them niggas straight up, let me tell you something, that's my old lady, nigga, don't bring your ass around my shit when I ain't him. And that's how it should be. So,
right, but I'm just
I'm not finna know whether or not if they got girlfriends, because I'm not, you know what I'm saying, in their business like that. And then also, this is what I said on my show, we got to be very careful, because society has put us in a state like mine, a state of mind, to think that if a man does this, he's gay. If a man does that, he's gay.
Right.
So we just have to be leery. If he do some old switching when he walk, that nigga probably get stuck in the booty. If he want to dress up in women clothes, something ain't right about that shit. Yeah, he a little on he ain't a little, he a lot on the other side. Because that's not normal things that men does.
Right.
So, you just got to be careful about how we try to, you know, put emphasis on what a dude does that will probably make him gay.
Right.
Well, see, we do a double standard when it comes to that, too. Because if a man ain't acting like a hoe, he gay.
Right.
If a man ain't doing it, but then if he doing that, you know, we kind of, when it comes to certain things, you know, in that area, we tend to say if they ain't doing this, they doing, you know, and it's really not fair. If he's not out hounding, if he's not out chasing and this, that, and the other, he trying to be monogamous. Oh, that nigga gay. You know, you hear that stuff all the time.
Right.
So.
A girlfriend had told me one time, she said, because this guy at work, he wasn't, I think he was, at that particular time, he was like 45, he was almost 50. He didn't have any children, wasn't married. So she said, he got to be gay. I said, why? She said, because he don't have no children, no girlfriend, and he's 50. And I think the guy said he had only been in, like, one relationship or something like that. So I said, well, maybe he just didn't want to be bothered. Maybe he had a bad experience or something like that, because sometimes that causes a man to shut down as well. But it doesn't necessarily mean that he's gay.
Now, some men
may be in bad experience and might go the other way. Let me
bring
another caller in.
Okay. I was going to say he might just got a hoe on the side. He might just have a hoe on the side that he's dealing with that he don't want to have to be in a relationship with because he's tired of going through all the PX.
That could be true.
Right. Okay, 267-974, are you there? 267-974, are you there?
Mm-mm.
Okay, I guess he's just listening. Okay.
I want to say something real quick before you go interrupt me.
Go
I'm going to tell you three things that I've heard that I've heard other men say is gay about other men.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, I hear that if a man want to F a female in her ass, he's gay.
Mm-hmm.
If a what's the other one? If a man don't like for his dick to be sucked, he's gay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's another one that they say that, if a man don't want to have a threesome, or it's not a fantasy of his to see two women together, he's gay. And I feel like,
I think
this is what I have heard other men say about other men.
That can be disputed, though. Because just because a man doesn't want to have a threesome does not mean that he's gay. He just don't want to be with three women. I mean, two women.
Or maybe he's already done
it. That's my baby daddy. He probably already did it already.
So he probably don't want to. So he might not even want to share that experience, even had told that he did it.
It's not the fact that he done probably done it. Like my daughter's father, he's not into that shit. He's old school.
You got
to look at how he was structured being brought up people. You have to look at how they was brought up by their parents. See, my kids, they got both of their grandparents, each one of them. So at the end of the day, it's not that every man is into the same thing that another man is into.
That's
like, okay, I got a lot of male friends that feel like it's disrespectful because they done heard their granddaddies talk about how disrespectful it is for a woman to suck a man's penis.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me, this one dude, he my friend, he told me, he said, I would never ask a female to suck my penis because even though I might like the pleasure, he said, I feel like it's degrading her.
Right.
How many men like that is out here in this world? Not too damn many.
Right, and as far as the anal, shoot, I had one of my girlfriends wanted to do it. I didn't initiate that shit, and then there was a girl I was fooling with that wanted to do it.
That black man.
No, seriously, there's women out here that like that stuff. There's women out here that
do.
But
I'm not going to lie.
I'm going to be honest because I love it.
Okay.
And don't, y'all know I don't give two craps to shore over Jesus, whatever. But my thing is, I enjoy it because I think it's fun. Now, I don't know how you want to dispute it. I don't know what your thoughts on it, and I would love to hear your thoughts on it. But we have this conversation all the time because I hang with a lot of my cousins, and they're men. And I always, I'm always trying to act like I'm Dr. Ruth. I always do, you know, just Daniel always acts like she's Dr. Ruth. So we were talking, and I had mentioned that I don't think that because if me and my boyfriend are together and we're in the bedroom and I'm a woman and that's my man and we're doing sexual things together and he likes it, I don't think that's gay. I think gay plays a part when it comes to penetrating asses is when he steps out with another man and he likes it from another man and now this is another level. But I've dealt with guys that allow me, you know, I've snuck and done it because, you know, we all men say the same thing. Oh, my God, stay with my ass, don't touch my ass, don't do this. So I've snuck and done it, like, you know, put a finger to see if he's going to react because I'm doing something else. Like, I might be sucking and thinking, I just put a finger just to see if he's going to react. And if he don't react, then I keep going and see how far I can go.
And he likes it, right?
And he likes it. So
yeah.
I didn't consider him being gay. Now, totally. Now, the dispute comes when I begin to bring a dildo in. That's when me and my cousins have a dispute. I'm still going to say, and I'm just going to say that I don't believe that they're gay if he lets me do that. I'm a woman. I'm a female. And I did, and I used a dildo. Is that still considered, do y'all consider that gay? Because for me, I don't consider it gay. I consider it gay when my man decides he don't want me anymore and he wants to do it for another man. And he likes to go another man now. I feel bad because I done turned him out. Now he's like, sick, now he wants that. That's when I begin to think that it's gay when he starts to go further with another man. But if he's in my bedroom, me and him together, that's my man, and we doing sexual things, and he likes, like, I know guys that like their ass licked. I know guys that like their ass fingers. But even if they're penetrated, if I use a dildo and fuck them, like, is that gay? So what is y'all thoughts on that? Do y'all consider that man that's too far, or?
I don't know what that is, but it couldn't be mine.
It could be mine. I don't do that shit. Fuck that. No.
But
hell no.
I've used, now I'm going to tell you what happened when dildo on a couple of guys. And come to find out, one of them, I don't know about the other one, but the other one is just crazy. But one of them, I did find out that I don't know if he really was on the DL, but I did see a magazine, and it's a magazine, it's called Black Inches. And that's a magazine that has, black males, you know, from strippers to whatever, and they're all naked showing their penises. And when I found that book, I said, okay, that's what he liked. But I'm not saying, I don't know if he's ever been with a man or he's just fantasizing about it or what, but I have done that, you know, with a guy. And then, like I said, after I found that book, I said, well, that's it, you know, because I didn't really want to continue to do that, and then he is being with men. You see what I'm saying? So that's kind of like on the fence as well, because some men, they do like being penetrated and just for the sheer pleasure of it, because a man's prostate is his G-spot.
Right. Thank you.
And they love that feeling.
They don't understand that, and men think, like, men know that, like, you know, that's your G-spot. Now, however you want to penetrate it, that's your business, but I don't think, because I do it to my man, that he's gay because he enjoyed it. That's his woman doing it. But I guess that could be played as a double standard as well, because, you know, that's what society says. Society says anything going in there, it makes you gay. Anything going in there makes you gay, whether it's my finger, my tongue. And he likes to meet George. That's what people say. It makes him gay. But I don't think so when it's him and his wife or him and his woman together. I don't think so. But it becomes
right.
Another
as
part.
Long as
it's
this,
a problem
as
it's
long
another
as it's,
man, though.
Right. As long as it's between a male and a female, I would not consider him being gay. But the moment that something caused my suspicions, he's out of there, period, because that's like on the fence as well, you know, because some men, you know, especially if your man has never let you do that before, then all of a sudden he's coming and he brings a dildo. What is this all about? What's up? You know, because that right there should let you know something. Something is going on, you know, especially if he's never did this with you before and y'all been in a relationship, let's say, 3 or 4 years. And he's going out on the weekends, he's hanging with his buddies, he's doing this, he's doing that, then he brings a dildo home. You have to find out just what his motives are. Because it may be that he may have watched the porn, or maybe his boys may have done it and told him, man, get your old lady to use this because my old lady did that. It may be something like that. But you just have to, that's, you know, like I said, that's on the fence. You know, and, you know, like I said, men's prostate is their G-spot. And some men love that feeling. And I really wouldn't just out and out call every man who did that was gay or on the down low, because they're not.
Hey.
You know, there's some men.
I'll say it like this.
Right,
you know,
I know.
If you know how to twerk it right and you know how to suck it right, you don't have to go there. Next issue.
What do you say? You sucking and twerking what, the butt?
I said if a woman knows how to work her pussy and know how to work her mouth, she don't have to put her finger up my ass. Next.
Oh, okay. What about women who put their tongue up there?
I had one woman do that when I was in my early 20s,
mm-hmm.
and that was the weirdest shit I ever. I was like, never again will that ever happen.
How did
one do it right?
I was
then
like,
never again.
You know, because nobody ever, you know, that's not, you know, nobody ever
I'm
talked
going,
about
I'm
that when I was younger.
Out.
Yeah, please go to timeout. Because if you come on here one more time talking about something, I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to hurt you for the timeout. That was too much.
No, I don't ever, no.
Yeah, so you didn't enjoy that at all, because I hear guys be talking about you know, women putting their tongue up their butt. Now that is something that I could never do that, simply because I don't want to get that close to it. You know, now if they want me to stick my finger up there or dildo, that's all good, but I really don't want to, you know, get that close to it. So
then do what? Stick your tongue in a dude's booty?
Yeah.
You got to use, from what I heard, you got to use saran wrap.
Oh, no, I ain't that much saran wrap out there. They ain't made the saran wrap for that for me.
What the hell?
You better not wrap your tongue with no saran wrap and put it up there.
Oh, they ain't made made the saran wrap for me. I'm sorry. I am so sorry.
You know what? And I'm going to try. My crazy ass going to try that shit, too. I'm going to wrap it up. I got saran wrap up, too. I wonder how
I know somebody who did it. I know real shit.
That's what you supposed to do. Yeah,
I know somebody
who's done it.
Some damn dill-a-dab, whatever. Dill-a-dab is for when the man eating it.
Okay, whatever. She could turn around and use that shit on that nigga asshole. I mean, I'm just saying, cause I ain't finna stop that shit, man. I got to be protected. I got to have some protection. That nigga might mess around and fart or some shit. Take it. I ain't gonna leave no booty, y'all.
Let me
incriminate myself on radio. Hell no. I did that. I just heard about it.
Yeah, I heard about it too, but you know, like I said, they don't make the wraps I just don't want to be that close to it. But like, if they want me to put my finger in it or a dildo, that's entirely different, you know. But no, I ain't putting my tongue down there. So let me, and then I just come across, when I read those excuses, someone had replied. They said, "How about he has had many different girlfriends in the past and never married? He picks fights for no reasons at all. He always, always talk about having anal sex with you. And he always has guys over his house. He tells his girlfriend to never come by his house unexpectedly. He was more interested in having threesomes with men with his girlfriend and another guy opposed to, you know, a girlfriend and another girl. So I can't. I had a fantasy one time of being someone having oral sex with me while being penetrated, and I put that question out there, and most of the guys came back with, "Nah, because only a gay person would do that, because I don't want my dick that close to another man and this and that." But there is a way that can happen, and a person don't have to. Well, how it happened with me was, because I could never be with two men, but how it happened with me was with a dildo and a guy. So the dildo was a penetration, and he did the oral on me. So there are ways that you can do things that are subtle, I guess, to yourself, you know, because, like, I can't see me being with two men. Not to say that, you know, if someone else is into that, that's what they're into, but it's just me. I can't, because of... I just had some bad experiences in my life. Well, I was raped, and so I can't. Two men on me would just make me think of being raped. So, you know, I did say, well, and you know, I listened to mostly all the guys said the same thing. You know, you have to get a gay guy to do that, but you don't. You get yourself a dildo and get the guy you want to go down on you, and you can have that pleasure. You know, so that's just something to, you know, if you want to ask, you know, you talk to these men and ask them different things and see how they answer the question. Because I think I've never saw two men together except for one porn, but I did see in person a man giving another man oral. I did see that. So, the man who was doing it swore that he was not gay. He just, you know, wanted to, because I had told him, I said I had a fantasy of wanting to see that, because you know how men always want two women to be together. So I said, I want to see two men together. You know, so he did. And that sort of like was... I don't know, because when I saw it in person, opposed to seeing it on a video, you know, it's so different, you know, because you can sit back and you can watch it and this and that, but actually seeing it in person is really different. Okay, and then another one says, "I think it's a little suspect when men make regular bathroom visits while out for dinner, beach, the park, etc. Say the bathroom is one of the main meeting places for down low men. if possible, watch to see who comes out of the bathroom after him or go in before him. The bathroom is the quick meet and greet place. Watch that coward. Now, in another book that I wrote, Ms. Kane, you read You Might Get Lucky, right?
Mm-hmm.
You remember the scenario how when Lucky went into the bathroom and that guy said to him?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. See, men, they be in bathrooms and bathhouses and places like that to meet men or think they can pick up men. So when you're going out to dinner, you make sure you watch your honey bun how many times he be going to the bathroom and watch you go in that bathroom and who come out that bathroom and smell him when he gets to the table.
Yeah, I got time for all
this. There's a movie called Cover that was out. I think it was a movie that was out that was called Cover. And
yeah,
I think the phrase
that.
Of it was, the phrase was, there's something in your eye. And yep. I always remember that. Because
mm-hmm.
if another guy tell another man, there's something in your eye, I was like, I'm going to punch you dead in your eye, shoot. Like, ain't nothing in his eye. He okay.
Yeah, you know what? She was so stupid because she going to end up, oh, that was just a stupid-ass movie to me. I was like, oh, ain't no way in hell. Because, honey, she going to go in the hotel and catch that nigga and Leon in the shower. I'd have shot both of their ass. You finna
mm-hmm.
die and he finna die. Bloop, bloop, see you later. Ain't nobody got time.
I would have taped that. I would have taped it and I'd hold it. And then I would have just put it on blast. Like, I would have taped that. I would have really finished watching it and taped it, make sure I got good focus on it, got some good noises and got some good focus on it. And I'd have held that motherfucker. I'd have held it. And I would have just, like, yeah, I'd have held it. Francis was coming. I would have did something with it. I'd find a way
blackmailed him, huh?
Yeah, I'd have blackmailed his ass.
I want to say something real quick. See, you know what, and Mom Dudes, you know, because we done talked about this, and I know I had to tell you a time or two when these conversations about gay men have came up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have gay male friends who live their life as women.
Mm-hmm.
One of my gay friends, we are constantly, and I ain't going to say constantly, but we done been there quite a few times
mm-hmm.
about men having sex, talking about, okay, here's the thing. He said that he don't understand why women get mad when their mate, meaning their man, sleep with another man. But when he sleep with another woman, we want to go ballistic and we don't do too much and then we just get mad and, you know, let him say little stuff and then we like, oh, okay, boo, well, I forgive you. I said, girl, and that's how I talk to him. But anyway, I'm like, what the fuck you mean? Talking about something you don't understand. That's a dick in a ass. It's not
yep.
coochie. Okay?
Right. And then
well,
the thing
I understand it.
Right. The thing about that is why women be more upset when they find that their mate is sleeping with a man is because sometimes that competition or the simple fact is not normal. So if your husband is creeping with Joe down the block or Joe next door or your brother or whatever, of course we're going to be pissed, more pissed than him sleeping with
lying.
A woman because one thing for sure we can probably iron things out between him, myself, and the other woman. But this other man, out of spite, he may do something or, you know, just have a hold on my husband because he done touched that prostate real good, you know, all this so crazy stuff. So, yes, we're going to go more ballistic when we find out that our mate has been with a man, you know, and he, well, I guess he can't understand that because he is really technically he is a man. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
he's not going to have those same feelings that we have anyway. So, yeah, I would go ballistic. I most definitely would. And then, like I said, that would be the end of the relationship because there would be no more trust there. If I ever, ever, I couldn't imagine ever catching my man with another man.
And
I really couldn't.
I don't want to. I'm scared.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared of these niggas. Oh, Lord Jesus. I need me one of them damn blow-up dolls.
Yeah, I think that might be, like, that might be something totally a different scenario because I almost went to jail for a woman, so I could just imagine another man. Like, I don't know. Like, that might just be something I might want to watch while that frying grease is on.
And while that bitch gets hot, I'm going to keep watching you stroke this up. And I'm just coming in and just throw that shit on y'all. Yeah. That might be one of those moments. Catching another
wow.
man with another man like that. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And see, that's, and then women, we will go momentarily insane. Momentarily insane, and it'll be worse catching a man with our man than a woman because, you know, you just
stuff
snap.
Going out the door, like all that, you know, homosexual, we're not thinking, let me tell you something, that is not on your brain when you catch your man with another man. Like that is, oh, yeah, they doing that now, and, you know, it's gay guys. And it's nothing against it. I love gay guys. I have nothing against it. If that's how
right.
you want to live your life, I love it. But in the situation, like, we're not thinking about that. Like, that ain't something rational that's going to come in my mind. Oh, he likes men. Oh, that's what
oh,
they no,
no, that's right.
Well, come on. Like, that's something totally different. That ain't another chick. That's a whole man. Like,
right.
that's a whole
right.
man.
So you're
going to
snap.
Chick. That's a whole other species. That's a whole man.
And you know what made me mad? I hate now that, like, I don't know how many, well, Nawana has been on the Bill Cunningham show. Yes, she has. But they try to tell people on these talk shows, and I guess the first one that I done seen was the Bill Cunningham, where they try to tell women, you know, it doesn't matter that he was sleeping with a man, he still was cheating, you should just be mad about the cheating. No, hell no.
No, it's the
I'm
point
mad about
of who he
all
cheated
the
with.
Cheating and him sticking another nigga in his ass. That you ain't finna try to tell me, try to make me believe that this is the norm. And I don't knock no gay dudes. Trust and believe. I don't knock y'all for doing what y'all do, but at the end of the day, this is what I feel, and I say it all the time, if you are a male, and you like sucking a dick, getting it stuck up the ass, whatever it is, let women know so we can make the option of whether or not we want to deal with your punk ass.
That's true.
Cause
mm-hmm.
I don't, granny don't want ya.
That is true. Right. Just give us that option opposed to putting that stuff on us. And then we find out, next thing you know, we go into the clinic, we got HIV or STD or a multitude of STDs, you know,
mm-hmm.
while you over here sleeping with this one, sleeping with that one, and coming home to me. You know, let me know. Be upfront and honest because on that little project, women were saying things like, you know, long as he tells me that he's bisexual and as long as I'm the only one. He's bisexual, he's not going to be the only one.
Okay,
you know, that's crazy.
Automatically tell you you're not the only one.
Right.
Oh,
but this is what this is how women use the excuse to be with someone who they who's telling them. Now, if a guy's going to be open and honest with me, he comes to me and say, I like you, but I like men too. I'm going to say, well, you're going to be with the men, darling, okay?
Right.
You know,
right.
It's not going to be no conversation about, well, maybe, you know, you can spend the night this night, but tomorrow night you got to sit. No, you go and be with the man. That's it. Case closed.
Okay,
yeah,
because I don't
understand
why they don't say nothing.
How do y'all feel about these transsexuals? Because a lot of these transsexuals, I can't even really tell. Sometimes, half of the time, I really can't tell. Sometimes I can't. But, like, how do y'all feel about them? Like, someone that has the operation, someone that is a transsexual, I mean, that is a man and went from a man to a woman, and they really look like a woman, do you still think at that point in life that they need to tell, like, do you think they still need to tell that they're
that they should
tell? Okay, I'm just asking.
Yeah, because if they get involved with someone and this person actually falls in love, they want to have children, that person is going to have to tell them why they can't have children.
Right, right.
You see what I'm saying? And then there's going to be somebody, some way, somehow, it's going to get out. Somebody, an old friend, because this guy I used to go to elementary school with when I was like in the sixth grade. He was gay then, and I saw him years and years later. He was beautiful. I didn't even recognize him because I don't know if he had a sex change, but he looked just like a woman. He kept looking at me and he said, you don't remember me? And I said, no, I ain't never seen you before in my life. He said, come on, Gail. He called my name and everything because everybody said I still look the same. But he said, Gail, you don't remember me? I said, no, I don't. So he said, didn't you just go to Our Lady? I said, yes. He said, I went to Our Lady. I said, no, I don't remember. I said, I don't know. When he said Chauncey, because his name was Chauncey Williams, when he said Chauncey, I said, oh, my, had a beautiful body, face. I mean, he looked just like a beautiful, he looked like a model. That's how beautiful.
Okay, see, I just ate a couple hours ago. I'm trying to keep it all in. I'm not trying to throw up here.
Oh.
Doggone it. We got it. He was a man, now he looks like a woman. We got it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, but see, some men get caught in those traps. They don't know. And then sometimes when they tell them, some of these transsexuals are actually losing their lives. When they tell these men, when they get these men, and some of them that haven't had the surgery, they get them at home and they get to kissing and fondling and feeling it. And as soon as they feel that penis, oh, that man goes ballistic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it is best that they do tell, you know, to give that person the option, you know, to say, well, okay, we can do this or we can't. You know, all it takes is to be truthful and honest and upfront, and their life won't be so hard, and it won't make another person's life so hard. Because when you lying and shucking and jiving, you know, something is going to happen.
In this
so,
day
you know,
and age, so many people are doing so many things. What the hell you got a lot for?
If this one,
you know, then there are people out here to do it. Okay, I may not be the one. So why do you have to lie? Why do you have to live in the dark? Why do you have to keep all that secret? Then you want to know why people all of a sudden, what they say, snap? You know, it's like, if you can't own it, then shit, you shouldn't be doing it.
Yep, that's the truth. That is the truth. But, you know, you got people that will lie and, you know, get you. Because did y'all ever see a program called Nip Tuck?
Yeah, I never saw it. I heard about it.
Uh-huh. Well, this guy on there, well, these two doctors, and one of them was a straight-up hoe. He was screwing everything. And this woman who used to be a man, she had the surgery. And he was the one who knew that, you know, she had the surgery, because I think it's a certain feel. Because the vagina, they make the vagina look real on the outside, but the inside is something about it that he could tell that she was a he.
Oh. Mm.
Mm. And I saw that. I've seen that surgery done on the internet.
Well, I know one of the things that one of the biggest complaints is that once it's done, because of the way that they do it, they lose feeling. So in order for them to retain some of that feeling, they have to retain a certain amount of the penis.
They
it's on the inside. It's a certain amount that needs to be retained in order for them to have feeling down there. Otherwise, they don't have feeling.
Right, because what they do is they cut the penis and they invert it. So
okay,
your penis is gone. That's it. You know, it's no feelings. And
that's
anytime they say that they have an orgasm, they're lying.
That's a nasty surgery. See, that's why they don't have no feelings, because their ass wasn't supposed to be trying to be a damn woman.
Mm-hmm.
God
and the same goes for when
what it is, though.
Right.
And
the same goes for when women have that surgery trying to get a penis, because we was also supposed to have been talking about if you find out that your husband used to be a female, which we're going to do right now. But I watched a program on ID the other night. This woman had the surgery, and she got involved with this young lady. And they had been in a relationship for a good amount of years, and they was having sex, because what had happened, the woman had got a prosthetic penis, and she would never let her wife ever saw. She never saw her naked. She never saw what it looked like or anything like that. But this woman was so abusive to her until she ended up killing her. And they found out when the woman had called the police and told the police that someone had broken the house and stabbed her husband. When they put her in the ambulance, that's when they discovered she was a female. So, you know, you have to be, I want to see it. You know, I'm going to see it at some point.
Well, see,
I'm
that's
see
why you
it.
Need to look. You need to.
Right.
Let me tell you. I'll tell you a story. I told somebody once, they said, you have sex with the lights on? I said, maybe not, but they on before I have sex. And then they said, why? I said, because you need to know what the hell you getting ready to be stuck with.
That's
true. I said, you don't look at him if he have abscess or sores down there and stuff, you don't know. You need to look. Well, let me tell y'all. One of the things that I told my children's father, that if he ever gave me anything, I was going to shoot him in his ass.
Mm-hmm.
And I stood by that for forever. In the back of my mind, I could play all that game shit all I knew, but I knew he was a hoe. So, I was pregnant with my oldest child, and we were getting ready to get busy, and I didn't cut the light off because I wanted to look. And I got to look, and I saw some move. And so I get up on my hand and legs and move to the end of the bed, and I got to looking again. And I put up at his head, and all of a sudden he starts putting back on the bed with his ass wide open because he just knew I was getting ready to hurt him. He didn't know what happened. I'm like, something is fucking moving down there.
Wow.
Listen, y'all, do you know crabs look like little crabs?
Yeah, I do.
He had crabs, and they look exactly like little crabs. I jumped my ass up out that bed. He went to the other side of the room because he just knew I was going to get something or I was going to hurt him. And I looked at him, and I said, "You." And then I got to looking in the bed, and you could see it, and you saw the legs and everything. And I'm looking at him. Man, I said to myself, "Lord have mercy. They going to tell me it's not important for you to have the lights on?" Lights is always on after me, and once things finally did get straightened up. And I'm like, you know what? Enough. When they say it's like playing Russian roulette, it's like playing Russian roulette. I ain't got time for that. Like I said, I get to choose who I choose to sleep with. And when you want to sleep with anybody else out there, just go. Just do it.
Yeah.
I ain't got time for it.
Now, did y'all also...
had crabs.
Did y'all also see the movie Boys Don't Cry?
No.
That
Boys Don't Cry, what's the name of it?
Boys Don't Cry.
No, I never heard of it.
That was a true story because they also showed it on the ID channel. What happened was this young lady, I'm going to, why did I do that? Okay. This Boys Don't Cry. Living as a man, 21-year-old Tina Brandon hit the Dust Bowl town of Falls City, Nebraska, on a run from her family in Lincoln and from the law for forging checks. Handsome and sophisticated, Brandon was an instant success with young women hanging all over him. But when Brandon started to date the beautiful blonde, Lana Tisdale, her luck ran out. In a terrifying incident on Christmas Eve, Brandon's true sexual identity was unmasked. On New Year's Eve, Brandon, her roommate, and a friend were found shot to death in an isolated farmhouse. Fighting with exclusive corporation of Brandon's ex-girlfriends and family, the accused murderers, and numerous other sources, New York Times bestselling author Aphrodite Jones explores the extravagant life and violent death of Tina Brandon, as well as the investigation and murder trial. Jones lays bare an America where many young people boldly experiment with gender identity, challenging our ideals of male and female, gay and straight, and where Tina Brandon and her friends paid a terrible price for sexual freedom. That and the two guys who went up and killed them, it was so gross because on ID they showed things. They had slit her throat. They had stabbed her in the eye, and they shot her, all because they found out that she was a female. Because she was playing as a guy, and, you know, mostly everybody thought she was a guy. And this one girl who she was in love with had told the guys that, you know, the two boys that she wasn't really a female, so they had set her up to come out to that farmhouse because one of the young ladies who got killed in there had, the other girl who was supposed to be meeting her out there, the guys came out there, and another guy had gotten killed who was just there on the humble. He was on a school break or something, and he got killed. And it was so brutal, and a baby. They didn't kill the baby. The baby was in the house, you know, just screaming and howling. But, you know, you sometimes you
you know, especially I feel sorry for the females who play the butch role, you know, so to speak. My daughter is gay, but she doesn't, she dresses androgynous. She doesn't, you know, try to look like a man or act like a man or, you know, anything like that. But it just, you know, it's so frightening that some of these women even go up against men, you know, to fight a man over if they're walking down the street and a man says something to their girlfriend. And see, the whole thing of it is that a woman is still a woman regardless to whether she dresses in men's clothes, if she gets the sex change or whatever, she's still a woman. And for her to go up against a man, men will hurt you regardless. And if you act like a man, they're going to treat you like a man, like that bus driver did. But, you know, needless to say, that's not a good way to do anything. But you just have to be very careful when you are in those modes. Do y'all agree?
Mm-hmm. I
said mm-hmm.
Well, I'm one of being up front and honest. Like, hey, that there won't be no confusion when it comes to me.
Right. Yeah, so, you know, it's really kind of a hard world for a person to, you know, especially a person who having a sex change, that's irreversible. And I saw this program where they had was this doctor in Colorado who gives these men sex change. And as a matter of fact, she used to be a male. So you go out to Colorado, I forget the place out there, but you go out there and she'll give you a sex change. And did you know that when you have the sex change, they have to put a dildo up in you to make sure that the hole doesn't close? So.
Oh, wow.
Because
it does, right, because it has to heal.
Right. And
okay.
You don't have that dildo up in you, it'll close, and that'll be another problem. But they can make those vaginas look, you know, from the outside, it looks, you know, like a real vagina, because I watched HBO when they had a special. I'd be watching these specials like mad, but they had a special and they was showcasing transsexual prostitutes. And how I saw it was, it looks like it's a little higher than the regular vagina, because they have to cut the penis, they split it, and then they invert it and put skin here, there, this and that. But if you go on YouTube, you can Google it and you can watch it. It's pretty gross, but, you know. And what's her name? Cher's daughter? What's her name?
Chad.
Yeah, she was, she said she was thinking about having an operation, but the only way she would have it is if she could really, you know, get feeling from her penis. So I guess she won't be having it, because you're not going to have an orgasm when you mess around down there like that, because what they do with that is they extend the clitoris.
Right.
Ooh, Lord have mercy. If I was a man and I wanted to be transgender, I don't think I would get my penis. I would keep my penis, because who knows? I've seen where a guy had changed his mind, but he had breast implants, but he kept his penis and he decided he wanted to be a man. So he went back to being a man, but he had that facial construction too, because you know men's faces are broader than women, so he still had the face, you know, that facial looking like a woman and stuff, but he went back to being a man because he still had his penis. And I don't know, it just seems that's really deep to go that far, but you know, people do it. They do it. And you know, I'm not knocking anybody, because everybody do their own thing. I do my thing. And if they happy, I'm happy for them. you know, but you just have to be sure that when you do something as radical as that, that's what you really want. And I've seen on television these little girls who think they was in the wrong body. And these are little kids saying that they feel that they should be a boy. And their parents let them transition like that. I don't think if I had known that, you know, my daughter was going to take this stand in her life, because I really didn't. I found out when she was in her 20s, and she told me that she had felt that way ever since she was 3. Where was I at? Hello? But, you know.
I told you that people be born like that first time.
No, she wasn't born like that. She was born a little girl, but I'm just saying. And, you know, if I had have known then, because she was always like a tomboy. She was always playing basketball, you know, playing with the boys. And, you know, she had girlfriends too, you know, but just I didn't know that she was gay. And the funny thing about it, everybody knew but me. My mother had told me, you know. So I said, what? And I, you know, had a talk with her, and she told me she had felt that way since she was 3. So, we had a long, long talk. I cried, and I was just going crazy. But then I just, you know, I accepted it because she's my daughter, and I love her. And however she is, that's how she is. I can't change that, you know, but like I said, maybe if I had known then. But what would even make me think something like that about my child? You see what I'm saying? I never just thought, never even ran across my mind, oh, my baby must be gay. No, that never ran across my mind, because I was a tomboy growing up, you know. So, and most girls are tomboys growing up. But then we just blossom into these beautiful little flowers and get our little first boyfriends, go to the dances and all that good stuff. You know what she did? But she told me that she was hiding it because she didn't want the ridicule, you know. So, well, she had a baby, so I was glad of that, you know. So, and then I got a great grandbaby, so, you know, I'm glad that she did at least, you know, have a son, or it could have been a daughter, but she had a son. And I love my daughter. I love her to death. And we have our little ups and downs and ins and outs, I'm sure, that, you know, parents do with their children or whatever. But, you know, I still love my daughter. And I asked her, I said, I asked her one time, I said, do you ever think about you want to have the surgery? She said, nope. No way. Nope. Really quick. And I'm glad that she feels that way, because that's just something that, you know, it can't be changed once it's done. So, do you ladies have anything else you would like to talk about as far as transsexuals or bisexuals, or we want to get back on the man on a down low?
I know one of the things that has been on my mind in the last few days, there's a situation here in one of the northern suburbs where as part of the hazing ritual for one of the sports teams, I don't remember which team it was, but it wasn't football.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been lacrosse or something. I'm not sure what team it was. But part of the hazing ritual is that they raped them players. And
what?
Their coach, yes, there's two coaches. One coach is actually getting ready. It's going to go national, and I'm going to tell you why it's going to go national. One coach is about to get ready to be brought up on charges.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to charge him because he knew this was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't do anything about it. Now, evidently, two former parents who met with him, this coach and school administrator, told them what had happened, and they didn't, you know, believe them. These people took their sons out of the schools, right?
Mm-hmm.
The night that this happened, I forgot what they called it. They have a name for it. It happens on a Monday night, I guess, after you select the players or whatever.
whatever night this is, the night that it happened, he came back and asked him how was whatever the name they have for this is.
Mm-hmm.
And the player, the captain told him it was fine already. And then he turned around, and the player that was came in that he knew they had did this to, he made a comment to him along those lines. And evidently they got it on tape.
Mm-hmm.
So they got him dead to rights. They're going to bring him up on charges. When they bring him up on charges, they're going to start.
I'm getting some background noise.
I do too. They're going to start with the administrators of that school, and then it's going to, it's already started leaking about other people that practice certain things. So it's going to go, nationwide. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm like that. Essentially, they're raping those boys.
Wow, that, you know, that's just
what is that noise?
I don't know.
Did somebody put their phone on speaker?
I don't know. My phone is, and I don't know.
I'm still
up
here, and I'm the same way I would. I've been the whole call.
Yeah, I don't hear it now, so I guess I don't know. But yeah, that's a shame too. So those men who are raping these little boys, they're just that's perversion. You know, now it's I'm not going to say it's all good when they are dating somebody, you know, gay man dating a gay guy or anything like that, but when a man rapes another male, that is perversion. That is perversion, and that is horrible.
It's
and they should be reported,
to
and they
me.
Should
it's...
lose it. They should go to jail. That's what they need to do. They need to be put under a jail, because being in jail is too good. Because they got cable, they got this, they got that. You know, when you go to jail, the only thing you don't have is your freedom. Because they get money up in there, they get drugs up in there. You know, you can just, it's just a home away from home.
Well,
so,
I had a guy who tried to convince me. I don't believe it. And he tried to convince me that if you've ever had a son that has participated in sports activities, he's participated in that at one time or another. Because it goes along with that. He swore me up and down. He said, I'm telling you. All, he kept using the word all, and I just looked at him. And I said, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Prove it to me. And he said, because that it's a culture, like, and it's a, you know, it's a, and when he went to, and he started going into details, and he started saying certain things, and started looking, and then my suspicion started rising, and I'm watching my son closely, and I,
yeah.
You know, and so I just came right out and I asked him, and he gave me that look, and I had a conversation with you, mother. Why can't you have a conversation with me? Because you're my mother. I don't talk about sex with you. How come you don't? Yo, you ain't got no daddy here, so who you going to talk to? And he was so angry at me, but I did. I came right out and I asked him. Because I was told, especially on the high school level, and I could not, I'm sitting there, I'm like, you know what? Cause but the other side of it is, this guy was also trying to justify being gay.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew he was. So I just kind of, I told him, I said, you know what? I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it doesn't exist, because I know that it exists, because gay is probably been around since the time was beginning anyway, but I'm not convinced that everybody participates in that at one time or another.
Right.
You know, I'm 50 years old, I never have. And he gonna look, you never have, you never even wondered, you never even fantasized, and I looked at him like he was crazy. No. You know, however, I mean, like I said, I know it exists.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you can't tell me everybody does it. And he claims that, you know, everybody does.
Well, he's wrong. You know, now I'm not going to lie, I have had been curious, but that was it. You know, because I know what I will do and what I won't do. but there's nothing wrong with your imagination. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But everybody does not do that. I don't. Where he? Maybe everybody where he came from does it. You know,
exactly.
But that's not true at all. And people to be that one-minded and thinking like that, it just goes to show what they really are about. Now, is he gay?
I say he is. He say he's not.
Oh, well, he is.
He said he is. He said that he just, okay, he was raped.
Oh, okay.
And he was raped.
Mm-hmm.
And he said as a result of his rape, for a while, he preferred men.
Mm-hmm.
And he's sitting here talking this shit to me, right? And I'm like, mm-hmm. He said, and then when he was healed, he went back to women. And I'm sitting there looking at him. I said, but you still act like a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And we went through this whole thing. We went through this whole thing. And it was interesting because we were having lunch. And we were sitting in a open area, you know, that has like a food, not like, well, I guess it's similar to a food court.
Right.
We were sitting in the area like that. And I took an extended lunch that day. And we were sitting there, we were talking. And during the course of our talking, I saw him damn near break his neck craning twice. And both times they were male.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there looking at him, and he's like, well, you know, I'm so sick of people telling me that I'm gay and calling me gay. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, it is the way you act. I say it's your mannerisms. I say it's the things you do. I say it's the fact that you damn near broke your neck looking at that guy over there in the gray suit. And the one that got on the elevator took 30 minutes. And he said, oh, you saw that? I'm right here in front of you. He said, I was just looking at his shoes. He had on some shorts. And I'm sitting there like, mm-hmm. Damn, you know, his whole makeup. And then that's when he got to talking. And he started saying certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Then he admitted that he went through his gay experience.
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody has that gay experience. And I said, no, everybody don't. He said,
wow.
Some of us do it, and we do it involuntary, and some of us do it voluntary. He went through this whole big spiel, and I'm sitting there, and I told him, I said, I think you need to think twice about being married, getting married. The reason we were meeting was because I was going to be making the centerpieces for their reception.
Okay,
and
how long has
like,
he been engaged to this person?
Exactly.
Yeah, he getting married really quick to probably try to hide it.
And I told him, I said, first of all, I need to speak to you all both. He said, no, I'm handling all these preparation and this, that, and that. And I'm sitting there looking at this man, and I'm saying to myself, Lord have mercy.
That's the first time I heard a man handling everything.
Do this woman know what the hell she's, I'm like, is she blind? Is she deaf? Is she, I mean. I like that word dumb, but it's got to be something there because I know what's sitting here before me. And I told him, I said, I think he needs to revisit that. He ended up very upset. He said he didn't come there for me to counsel. He came there for me to consultate about this, that, and the other. And I'm like, okay, whatever, because I'm not participating in the fraud. But anyway, don't ask me no questions if you don't want me to give you the answer. You ask me a question, I'm going to answer your question. And it's not going to necessarily be what you want to hear. It's going to be whatever it happens to be. You know, yeah, we have a case going on like that that's really starting to spread because some of the other teams that they've been playing evidently is now coming into question. And it looks like it's going to turn into probably a class action something. That's just how serious it is.
Well, I just hope things settle. But we're getting down to the wire, and let each one of you give maybe a couple of minutes of the closing remarks, beginning with Danny.
I just enjoyed the show. Love y'all ladies. Enjoy the show. I don't really have anything coming up. The Bill Cunningham show. I don't know when is it going to air again. We're going to do an update show actually on Monday, this Monday, an update show. So you probably can catch that probably on the internet. I'll probably let y'all know again probably next Wednesday. if it's already up, but I know on Tuesday, Monday, they'll be coming out here to do an update show on us and me and my cousin and to see where we at and what's going on. So, I mean, I know that's coming up, and I'll let everybody know where they can watch that at, because most likely you'll be able to watch the updated show on the internet. But the show itself, you're not. I don't know how to catch it. I don't know, because even when I went to the build, to the website, I couldn't pull it up to see the show itself. It's not going to show you the whole show, so it does repeat. So I don't know when it's going to repeat again. So, but I know we're doing an update show on Monday, and I can let everybody know when to watch the update show, even though you want to watch the show if you didn't catch the show. But that's the only thing that I have coming up, and, you know, more DVDs and stuff coming out, but I let everybody know about that.
Okay.
I enjoy the show. I enjoy the ladies, and, you know, love Miss Kane. She needs to be in the corner sometimes, but, love black men. You know, I love black men. I love grossing him out. I love grossing black men out because, you know, he's great to gross him out easily. So,
right.
But other than that, I enjoy the show. I love it.
Okay.
Anymore.
All right, Rhea.
I didn't hear what she said, Mom Dukes.
You need to be in the corner. That's what I said. That's what
you
I said.
Heard
I love you.
I stay in the corner. Why y'all always got to keep me in the corner?
Because you and Granny be teaming up.
The Granny's downstairs, honey.
Rhea, you
have
to close the remarks.
It was a good show. It's a topic that, or any topic of that nature, we need to discuss, period.
Yeah.
More discussions need to recur about sexuality, regardless of what it is anyway. And I like open and direct discussions, and I'm another one. I am a black man fan because he tickles me pink, and he's just so, it's like, I'm another black man fan.
Okay, Ms. Kane?
I just say, if you like get stuck in the booty, fellas, you need to let women know. That's all. And in that order.
Yeah. Okay, my closing remark is that, you know, women, when you hear that little voice, you know, telling you something that's not right in your relationship, as far as your man, he's changed up, he's doing things differently, listen to that little voice and make sure that you watch him carefully, because if he's switching up his little habits, because men are definitely creatures, habits are creatures of habit, I'm sorry. And if they switching up their little habits, you know, you got to open your eyes, keep your eyes open. Don't let men just do anything to you, you know. And sure, they say there's more women than men, but whatever. And also, our next show on the 12th will be the last show until January the 2nd. Isn't that right, Rhea? First Wednesday in January, because we're going to be off the air until then.
January 3rd.
January the 3rd, okay, is our next
the
show.
The day I go back to work, and that's a Tuesday.
Right, okay, so we're going to, you know, have different things going on. And like I always say, if you have a topic you'd like me to discuss, you can email me at gjdelicious37@gmail.com, or you can send an email to any of the other co-hosts. And also, did I say what the next show, the topic of the next show was going to be?
No, you started and you changed.
Oh, okay. The topic for the next show on the 12th is going to be when to have the sex talk with your child. Because, again, I was watching a program, and these mothers and fathers, they're just crazy. You know,
they
don't want
to get their head out the sand. But go ahead.
Right? They don't think that they should tell them this and tell them that.
Uh-huh.
But they're going on the street finding. So that's going to be the next topic on the 12th, when to have the sex talk with your child, and, you know, just what should be said to them, and, you know, how you can keep your child safe. And possibly you can almost get them to practice abstinence, because if I knew the things that I know now, I'd probably still be a virgin. I'm serious. Nobody told me that it would hurt your very first time, okay? But if I had known that, I think I would still be a virgin. So,
I wish mine would have just talked to me. God damn, I wish I wasn't so goddamn curious.
Right.
I was so goddamn curious. I probably won't be where I'm at right now, but honey.
Right. So that's going to be the topic.
I just wish they would have told me something. I wish you would have squeezed it in and then let me have to find out for my damn self. God damn.
Right. So that'll be the topic on the 12th. And as you guys know, working on, I don't think my book is going to be out by the end of the year, but the other book, Antoine T. Winnie's book, hopefully it'll be out by the end of the year. If not, next year, I think that's when my books will be coming out, because I'm still working on my book, trying to get my book together, because I have three that I got to put out, and I have two other clients. So hopefully, you know, by next year, well, the Marlon books are going to be out by next year. And if you want to read an excerpt from the book that I'm going to be working on, it will be ready in 2013, December. That's Married Man, Single Dick. There's an excerpt on my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/ Gail Delicious Johnson. You can go visit my website, jjpublishing.com. That's J-A-Y, publishing.com. And I appreciate everybody who came out. Oh, Miss Kane, throw your show out there real quick, darling.
I was just about to say.
I'm sorry, throw your show out there.
I got some stuff lined up, but let me see. I want to say, I don't know, next week, I'm trying to see, but anyway, Monday night will be Celebrity Gossip and New Music. Tuesday night will be the difference between who's worse, a street whore or an industry whore. Should be an interesting topic, and that's blogtalkradio.com/Miss Kane Promotion.
Okay, that's Monday and Tuesday. Miss Kane over there at 10 o'clock Mountain Time, no, CP time, right?
Central.
Okay, Central Time on the East Coast is 11 o'clock.
Where the hell CP go from?
I'm sorry. Okay, and Tammy Jones Gibbs have a show every Wednesday at 1 p.m. That's entertainment. Please check her out. Sometimes she has
my
special
co-host.
Guests on her show. Yeah, and that's Miss Kane's co-host. Yeah, so check out Tammy Jones every Wednesday. Some Wednesdays she may have it earlier. She may have it on a Tuesday, depending. But generally her show airs every Wednesday at 1 p.m. That's entertainment by Tammy Jones. And I guess that's about all. Oh, I got to say, well, shout out to Miss X, to the M, Nawana, Black Man 37 was there, a couple other people was in the chat room, but, you know, I appreciate everybody who came out and support me whenever I'm on the radio. That being said, thank you, ladies. Thank you very much. I appreciate each and every one of you. You know?
Good night.
All righty, then. Everybody have a good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody.